USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats running for the White House in 2020 already spreading out across the U.S. campaigning. Yesterday, two of them were in Metro Detroit. Robert Beto O'Rourke, as well as Kirsten Gillibrand.
Happy to have seen her tonight. I didn't know a lot about her.
That's one of the folks who showed out for her rally yesterday. Another one says,
I'm also looking for someone who can connect with voters just on a really, really base level. And I'm talking about simple messaging, you know, almost mantra-like.
They spoke to NBC News. Half of Americans in a new survey say the ongoing Russia investigation is a witch hunt. This nationwide survey carried out by USA Today and Suffolk University finds 50% agree with President Trump's assessment, while 47% disagree, 3% say they're not sure. And this is USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%. APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee received as discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
A Washington woman who pushed her friend off a 60-foot bridge is pleading guilty to reckless endangerment. Luckily, the victim lived, but cell phone video taken last August shows the woman, who was 19 at the time, pushing her 16-year-old friend off the bridge in southwestern Washington. She suffered serious injuries, including 6 broken ribs and a punctured lung. President Trump has been called a white nationalist for not immediately coming out and condemning attacks against Muslims in New Zealand last weekend, but his Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, Ben Carson, who's black, says people have it all wrong.
I've had an opportunity to interact with racist people throughout my life, and he is not one. He is so easy to be around, so relaxed, and treats you with the utmost respect.
Carson was speaking last night on the Ingram angle on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen says threats to the United States are, in her words, graver than at any time since 9/11. In a speech in Washington yesterday, Nielsen argued the U.S. must be aggressively resilient to deal with varied threats in a fast-changing world. Nielsen saying that on top of threats ranging from deadly terror attacks to cyber intrusions, there are foreign actors who are weaponizing the web. A 13-year-old Iowa boy is dead in an apparent free-climbing accident in southern Utah. Officials with Utah State Parks say Elijah Baldwin was vacationing with his family in Snow Canyon State Park, about 2 hours northeast of Las Vegas. He was climbing without any gear when he fell back on Sunday. The boy got to the top of a cliff, but he had fallen while trying to make his way back down the cliff. And U.S. oil prices are down slightly, but they're still near four-month highs. West Texas immediate crude, or intermediate crude, is off by 7 cents a barrel to $59.31. The international benchmark Brent crude is up 6 cents. Price is getting support Monday when OPEC canceled its planned meeting in April. That means supply cuts that have been in place since January will continue until at least June, when OPEC's next meeting is scheduled. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.